I was intrigued, of course, because it's an interesting, to me, one of those medical things that I don't get, but somebody else does, and there's research. And I think it's from a reputable institution. I don't know. Because it's from a professor at Ohio State University. So right away, I'm suspect.
Yeah, right.
I'm suspect. But because it was presented at the Scientific Congress of the European Society of Cardiology in Madrid, Spain, at a heart failure 2022 clinic, we'll tell you what's going on. And the headline is, could the sound of your voice reveal hidden heart problems?
I've got one guess. Congestive heart failure. Might Dave. Be able to recognize that.
There you go.
Dave has his doctor's degree.
Not really, but, well, some people have called me Dr. Maurer, but I'm not.
Well, I know the sound of my voice has probably affected people's hearts in a bad way myself, but it's a speech analysis app. Of course it is. Mm-hmm. That predicts worsening heart failure weeks before the onset of symptoms. The app used by heart failure patients at home recognizes fluid in the lungs an average of 21 days before an unplanned hospitalization or escalation in outpatient drug treatment. And the system tested predicted 80% of worsening heart failures in advance compared to the current 10 to 20% success rate used when daily weight monitoring is most of what is the common occurrence now for people at home. So what happens is, and this goes back to lung congestion, it's monitored right now by patients who weigh themselves each day and report any substantial gains. Patients are requested to report worsening symptoms too. Well, this study had 100 patients with heart failure taking medications because they were anticipating there could be some problem. And the app compared recordings of original versions of 5 sentences that the participants were asked to record on their standard smartphones using the voice analysis app. And every morning before breakfast, they record the same 5 sentences using the app. So there was a baseline.
Oh, okay.
A baseline that was represented. Mm-hmm. And then it compared with each day's recordings, the original versions, and alerted research staff when it detected lung congestion based on the sound of the voice. Isn't that something?
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, a total of 49 heart failure events occurred in 37 patients. 80% were correctly predicted. 20% were missed. That's not bad. You know, 80-20.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. The study, again, was just presented at this clinic seminar, I guess you'd call it, in Madrid, Spain. Where it goes from here, don't know. They just talk about this being part of the study, and more studies are going to be going on. But it's possible at some point that the app could be the next generation of predicting heart problems.
I saw something over the weekend about an app that they use to test for all kinds of things. Different heart, your heart rate and palpitations and everything else like that. It's several different things that you would read out.
Yeah, I know there are apps that can monitor so many things when it comes to specific health problems.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably right. Overall. I mean, it's just amazing. And to think that what you used to have to, you go to the doctor.
Oh, yeah, you have to go through that.
And aren't these the kinds of things that if there's something going on, you've got it, you can send it to your medical professional, and they can analyze it. It's just, I don't know. And again, it comes, as I said, you can determine for yourself whether or not you think Ohio State University is reputable or not. But that's the source of the professor here that is making the study.
I'd say they're okay, as long as like the football program, isn't affecting the results.
They've stopped our heart a few times.
Yeah, they have done that, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah,
of course, we've done the same to them.
Well, we could say from this past year, it got our hearts pumping in a positive way. if we're talking football.
But no, it's just fascinating how apps now display a key role in everything, and now your health.
Mm-hmm.
They can help you out.
And Professor William Abraham, by the way, I just want to make sure I get the professor here that I guess led the study. He's the person that's quoted in this article. On our Morning Team Show page, I'll put a link up to the story. There's a little bit more to the story than what we're talking about here. It's a pretty lengthy thing. But if you want to check out more of that and find out what it might be able, who knows, do for you, you can check it out online because our Morning Team Show page is up and running. When you go to WSW.com, we'll put a podcast segment of this discussion up, and you can click the link for the story and you find out how the sound of your voice could reveal hidden heart problems.
Wow, fascinating.
I tell you.
Yep.